Goodbye.
A new poll says the Republicans lead in 8 of 10 races for open seats. What does it all mean? And a few Democrats are still running on President Obama's coattails. Will it pay off for them in the end? A lot of questions that will be answered in the next 3.5 weeks, November 2nd, D-Day, Election Day. I hope a lot of you intend to go out and vote and make your voices be heard. Make it count, whichever way you vote. I say this all the time, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. You're invited to the conversation here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney. This hour will be interesting, too, because we really are going to do that zigging and zagging that I talk about. Hang on tight, because we have a lot of ground to cover, and we're not stopping. You know, who says you have to run replays in the overnight hours? Because we are alive and thriving here. There are probably at least 27 million people now that are third shift workers. That's third shift workers in the United States of America. How about that? And outside our borders, we know we have a lot of people listening, too. And often, like our pal Christina in Sweden, she's probably getting ready for work. She chimes in. Or we have Brad and Bob who are listening to us in England. We also have the Australian posse, too, and probably others that I'm not aware of. Some people in Spain listen to us in an office in Spain with Stephanie, expat, who's over there, and some of her pals are listening. So thanks to all of you for tuning in to this little old show. Okay, the biggest, baddest, most interesting story, I think, and is yet to come with the miners. The ordeal is over, what happened in Chile. 70 days, really, for some, trapped underneath the Earth's surface. And with the help of the United States and some of the engineers and former miners and experts in Chile and some other people, too, around the world who came in to try to help save these miners, bravo, because it paid off. All 33 now delivered from probably the biggest nightmare in their life to date, the longest underground entrapment in history, longest. And how did they get up? Well, the rescue was just flawless execution, flawless, so impressive. Hauling up miner after miner in this kind of cramped cage through a very narrow hole. Picture yourself having to lose like 30 pounds to get through a tiny hole. So they couldn't do that, of course. We're talking about they were in a rocket-like cage, and they came up through this hole that was drilled through 2,000 feet of rock. Wow. And they were trapped in the lower bowels, or the reaches, if you want to call it that, of the mine after a huge collapse of rock blocked the way out. All the way back on August 5th. Here's what President Obama had to say about Chile and what an inspiration this whole thing has been.
This rescue is a tribute not only to the determination of the rescue workers and the Chilean government, but also the unity and resolve of the Chilean people who have inspired the world. Let me also commend so many people of goodwill, not only in Chile, but also from the United States and around the world who are lending a hand in this rescue effort. From the NASA team that helped design the escape vehicle to American companies that manufactured and delivered parts of the rescue drill to the American engineer who flew in from Afghanistan to operate the drill.
Yeah, just amazing. And the president laid it out for you. There were some of the people that lent that helping hand that was so key. Let's take our first one, leadoff man Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, gorgeous. How you doing?
Good. How about you, buddy?
What do I always say?
Simply fantastic.
How about simply out of this world, simply stupendously fantastic?
Now we're playing Can You Top This? That's good. It's all good. I like it.
Well, no, I want to do it because I don't want the people, especially the people in Sweden. I mean, because one of Julie's good friends is of Swedish descent. So.
Nice people.
Yeah. So she taught Julie these curse words and swear words in Swedish. So when Julie's mad at me, she speaks to me and she lets me have it in Swedish. But we don't talk about that. Also, Canada was involved in that. If that first shaft hadn't collapsed, a mining company from Calgary was ready to drill a second hole. So as you can see, the whole world was involved in Chile, and the Chilean expatriates here in Montreal, they all got together to watch it on TV. And some of the people were thinking, well, wouldn't they kiss the ground as soon as they got up? And like someone said on CNN, no, because you figure they've been underneath that ground for, like, I don't know how long. They have to kiss it. So besides, they were also worried about their eyesight and other things like that. So
you know,
kudos to the miners for staying. Well, they were saying, but who knows what they're feeling tonight? If you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
You know. And CNN had the Delaware debate between O'Donnell and I forgot her opponent.
Chris Kuhn,
yeah. And it seems like Kuhn was doing some double talk. It was like, yeah, I'm all for, you know, our guys coming home from Afghanistan, but at the same time we have to fight terrorism. It's like, make up your mind, you know?
Yeah, we're going to do a thing on that next segment. We have a bit of that from that debate.
Right.
A lot of people were watching it. But you know what? Chris Kuhns is ahead like 17 points on Christine O'Donnell so far in this race. He's got a big edge, but we'll see what voters do when they actually go
right
out.
Now, I'm gonna ask about one race, the one in Connecticut. How is she doing?
Yeah, Linda McMahon and Richard Blumenthal are neck and neck. They're pretty much tied.
Ooh.
A couple of points here and a couple of points there, but not enough. The margin of error isn't covered in either one of their cases. So this is going to be one of the races that people will watch closely, I think, way into the night, depending on the count.
Right. And a gubernatorial race in New York, from what I'm seeing, because I read the New York Daily News every day, from what I'm seeing, I think that one, it's going to be Cuomo. I mean, this is just the Canadian talking. I mean, don't, you know, believe everything I say. Julie doesn't, but that's another story. he's going to win, but I don't think it'll be by a double-digit margin.
Yeah, I don't think it's – I think he wins because you look at the makeup of the people in New York,
right,
and Cuomo, the name that carries and the chips that they can cash in and his ideology, too. That, I mean, that plays into it. So I think he wins, but maybe not by as big of a margin. You're right.
Okay, now, depending what happens, will this affect Obama and whether he decides to run for re-election in 2012 or not? What do you think?
No, I think that he's going to have his people in place. The rumor is that David Axelrod will leave the White House and take a year to get ready for another, you know, stab at it, because the last two presidents have been two-termers. They've been eight-year guys, whether it was Bush or Clinton.
Right.
I can't believe that Obama is – he's hinted at it, but I can't believe that he would be one and done. I don't see it, unless some unforeseen thing happens, but I don't think so. I think he runs again, absolutely.
Yeah, but I think, from what I've talked to some, you know, people from the States who come up here to Montreal, make it short and sweet, some of them think he's one and done.
Wow, that's interesting from that perspective. I think that the people around him, the Democratic Party, will rally unless there's something we don't know. I think he runs. Again, the bigger mystery is who runs for the Republicans. Speaking
Sarah
of
Palin.
Running, we're going to talk about that next with Chris Kuhns and Christine O'Donnell. What was that like in Delaware in that Senate debate? That's coming up around the bend.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the things to you call for more. I like to make it.
We're going to get to the Delaware Senate hopefuls debate in just a second here on ATN. But before we do that, you know, it's interesting in talking about the miners, which we did there, 2 months and 9 days, 8 hours. That's what that whole ordeal was like. 33 of them now out. They were trapped in a hole a half mile underneath the surface. So the last worker comes up and all are saved. Here's what I want to know. How many of those miners are going to go back into the mines in Chile? Or do they ditch the mining industry completely? I'd have to say, and certainly when you tackle this profession, you know the risks. I'd have to say that I bet a lot of those miners don't return, but that's it. Because now, okay, you had your chance at almost not coming out of the mine, and you got your extra nine life. You know, you have to say cats or whatever it is have nine lives. So these guys, these miners, have nine lives, and they use that last life up, in other words. And I'd have to think that many of them will be busy doing other things instead of working underneath the Earth's surface. Some would go back, I bet, but I'm thinking a lot of them don't. And just think about what they did underneath the surface and how they came out with the diet that they were on and how they survived and thrived enough to be able to make it back up. Because if they weren't careful about what they were eating, and that was the NASA part of it, besides designing the capsule the cage that they came up in, NASA was instrumental in the food part of this too, because that was key after they were able to get stuff down to them, I think, to their survival. Speaking of surviving, who survives in the race in Delaware? I can tell you right now, not even close. Christine O'Donnell is getting a lot of headlines, a lot of attention for kooky things and not kooky things and the grassroots effort and how she got here in the first place. You know, it's kind of a mixed bag with her. People either really like her or they think she's off the charts crazy. But either way, she's creating what we call here water cooler buzz, big time. So, Chris Coons, the Democratic opponent, is a former lawyer. He knows how to shuck and jive. You can't be a lawyer, especially a trial lawyer, and not be able to do that. And he's got that executive experience, let's say, as part of his resume, a little bit different from O'Donnell, who is absolutely grassroots. They went back and forth on a couple of different things, spending and, you know, taxes, all that sort of stuff, the obvious things. And then, and this was a debate that lasted for an hour and a half at the University of Delaware. And this is just a couple of weeks. It's almost a foregone conclusion, though, because the polls show that he's way ahead. I mean, he's, at one point, he's almost 20 points ahead. But she did win the Republican primary. Bravo to her for being able to do that. I say that all the time. You cannot take that away from this woman. It was an upset. She beat the Congressman Michael Castle, a moderate who was winning elections constantly in a state that is heavily Democratic for four decades. That's 40 years. 40 years. So initially, Coons was considered a long shot against Castle. But because Christine O'Donnell won, that changed things in this very, very left-leaning and Democratic state. So now he has this race in his pocket, or so it seems, or so it seems. And a lot of this is, part of this is because of the topics in the past that have come out, where she was on the Bill Maher show, the Politically Incorrect, and that's been played all over the place. And, you know, she is, though, the future. She is that grassroots person. So in the debate, the moderators, I think, really tried to draw her out. In fact, they even played on some of the things that she was nailed for in those old clips, like evolution. And she said in the past that she thinks it's a myth, that she what she believed was irrelevant. And she was pushed by one of the moderators, who was the CNN guy, what's his name, Wolf Blitzer. And she said local schools should make that decision. She didn't take the bait. And I think a lot of times she didn't, that she wouldn't do that. And to her credit, and this is what I would have told her to say, she said, this election shouldn't be about comments I made on a comedy show 10 years ago. Bravo. That was the best thing she could have said. I mean, he wanted the controversy. Blitzer is known for that anyway. So he kept pushing her. What were you thinking? What were you thinking about all kinds of things, including the new campaign ad and where she made the reference to the dabbling in witchcraft? And, of course, she's going to do that because she's playing off of what everybody was talking about. So here's a little kind of a mixed bag on what they both said. In the case of Chris Coons, he's talking about he's not Marxist and there's a lot of lies out there. In Christine O'Donnell's case, she's talking about the taxes and a couple of other comments. And listen to both of them here.
Most of them are untrue. Some of them are just flat-out lies. Some of them are mischaracterizations. Some of them are just factually untrue. As I've traveled up and down the state the last 9 months as a candidate, listening to voters talk about the issues facing them in their daily lives, I've heard again and again their frustration with Washington and with elected officials. I am not now, nor have I ever been, anything but a clean-shaven capitalist.
The America we knew and grew up with is being threatened in the most serious way. In just 3 years, we will be paying $1 billion a day on the interest alone on our national debt. This election cycle should not be about comments I made on a comedy show over a decade and a half ago. This election cycle should be about what is important to the people of Delaware. My opponent has a history of promising not to raise taxes on the campaign trail and then breaking those promises as soon as he takes office.
Here's what I like the best, because in seeing, you know, snippets of this, Blitzer, like I said, was just beating, especially O'Donnell, up. He was really going after her, which, you know, those comments were fair game. So she finally said, because she was so tired of, you know, hearing the same stuff over and over again, she finally said that she wasn't looking for media attention, and then she said this, and I love it. She said, "You've been asking me for an interview for a very long time." So she just threw it back in his court. "Listen, get off my back. You wanted me on your show, so forget about it." And in the case of Coons, where he was accused of this whole Marxist thing, he wrote an essay in college called "The Making of a Bearded Marxist," which was tongue-in-cheek. And he said, "Look, if you take 5 minutes to read the article, it's clear it's a joke. I'm not now. I have never been anything but what you heard there, a clean-shaven capitalist." Isn't it interesting how a big portion of what they did in a debate for the people of Delaware in front of many of the potential voters, what they did was had to deny allegations of things from their past that weren't even juicy, saucy things. Comedy show stuff, the Marxist paper he wrote, which he said it's obvious if you knew anything about, if you read it, that it was totally satirical. But yet that, you know, became big headlines. What does that say? Get to the meat of it. What do the people of Delaware want? What do they feel they need or deserve or want to see happen with that state? Not all the other shenanigans. I mean, it makes for good, let's face it, it makes for good headlines, good radio, good media. But so much of that focus of that debate was on all these crazy, you interpret what you think of what I said or what I wrote or whatever, was the salacious things. And instead of the meat of what I think the people in Delaware would want to know. Not like you can't ask those questions, but to keep coming back to it, to me, was annoying. I was like, you know, we're kind of over this. Let's move on from here. Let's find out what the solutions are. If I'm somebody who lives in Delaware, I want to know what's going to happen to my taxes. What do you propose to do? What do you think of bigger government versus smaller government? How many town hall meetings are you going to hold? How about the implementation of what's going to happen now with insurance reform? How much is my premium going to go up? Because that's what's going to happen. Everybody's premiums are going up. That's a foregone conclusion. So why not tackle those questions instead of the other stuff? And like I said, it's a big lead for Coons at this point, certainly. All right, we're going to fill in the blanks next on ATN.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The biggest blank of all, it's no mystery. The miners are all safe and sound, and they're above the Earth's surface. Like I said, how many do you think will go back down and do the mining thing, or do they all walk away from it? To be sure, some will walk away. I think a few probably still go back down, but not everybody. I do not believe that all 33 will go back to the business of mining. Speaking of filling in the blanks, I said this at the top. This poll is now showing that the Republicans lead in 8 of 10 races for open seats. So when we're talking about open seats, different than, you know, whether or not you have an incumbent. You don't have the incumbent situation. Because usually with incumbents, traditionally the incumbents win. The percentage is crazy high, 90-plus. The 90-plus is something, but... this time it's going to be a little bit different. So when we say 8 of 10 in this poll last week, it showed that the Republicans in 11 of 12 battleground districts represented by freshman Democrats, that there could be some problems for those freshmen that nobody knows. That's probably what it is. And that's probably where most of the fresh territory is. Because it's hardly been tread on, if you will. Many races are close, with 12 of the 22 falling within the margin of error. The Republicans still dominate. But there are some bright spots for the Democrats as far as the polls are concerned. You can see it in certain areas. Not in Nevada. Not in Alaska. Not in Connecticut, necessarily, because Linda McMahon is looking like she could end up pulling away with it, but still very, very, very tight. People have asked me about Nancy Pelosi. There's no way Nancy Pelosi's in. It's a question of, is she still going to be Speaker of the House? But I don't see there's any way in her district. There's not going to be a flip there. But there are going to be some other flips and some surprises, I think. And I'll be curious to see, frankly, if anything, what the voter turnout's like for a midterm election, or is there going to be really some interest in this midterm election? Wait till you hear, too, what David Axelrod had to say about election donations, and I think he's eating some sour grapes right now. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
What's on your mind?
Hello. You talking about that woman out there in Delaware, what's her name, Christy McDonald?
Yeah, Christine O'Donnell.
O'Donnell, yeah. Well, she says she's a witch or practice witchcraft. I wonder, can she cast a spell on them people and make them vote for her?
Yeah, if she was a real witch, darn it, wouldn't she do that? You're right.
Well, yeah, she's been practicing and all that.
That's right.
Anyway, get something more serious. Are you ready to stick a fork in Brett Favre?
Wow, I'll tell you what. Why did he come back? That's the biggest mistake. Why? He threw a couple of bombs. You saw when he hooked up with Randy Moss. But you could tell in the first part of that Monday night game against the Jets that all the stuff with the females, the allegations of him with the body parts, the nude pictures, all that stuff, you could tell that was weighing on his mind.
And now
he's got the elbow problems.
Yeah, is that the arm he groped the women with?
Yeah.
Is that the one he uses to grope them with?
Yeah. Probably. That's what it was. That's what happens. It was just justice that was the elbow that hurt him.
Yeah, I mean, he had to grab all those women with that arm.
Mm-hmm.
Wore it out.
You're so funny.
I was watching the news on that down there where you're at. That woman that said those Mexicans shot her husband, all that.
Yeah.
And they said that she waited 12 days to report that.
You're talking about the jet ski thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. So there's something wrong with that story.
Yeah.
I'd say that she maybe didn't want the husband around. I don't know. I'm not sure.
But why would you wait 12 days to report it?
You'd be hysterical, and you wouldn't wait 12 days. I can't think you would. Unless there's
either.
More, there's got to be more, or maybe I shouldn't say that's what it was, but there might be more to the story. I don't know. She wasn't very, they weren't very revealing of that. Just that it sounded terrible at first, like, oh, they're just doing this, you know, they know it's dangerous, but they're on the jet skis, and he gets gunned down, and it sounded different than maybe the way it really was.
Yeah, they let her go, but kill him.
Yeah.
A witness, you know, that don't add up either. You know?
Not for the drug cartel doesn't care. They just butcher anyone.
Oh, yeah, they just kill anybody. I mean,
yeah, they don't care. Oh, women and children have to preserve them. No, they'll kill them all.
Yeah, they'll just shoot them all. There's no leave for witnesses. So.
Yeah.
But that's
crazy. I think we'll hear more about that for sure, Rick. Well, yeah, I know we're gonna have a lot of fun with that game of the week, so you better buckle up and get ready for that. Maybe this is going to be the time. Oh. This might be the time where you can cowboy up and win this thing.
Are you playing the Vikings?
No, I don't know what it's going to be. It's always a surprise. Whatever the computer picks on Nail the Score.
Yeah. That'd be the interesting game to watch anyway.
I think it will be, too. Because who stands to lose more, the Dallas Cowboys or the Vikings? I say it's a coin toss.
Yeah, I do, too. It'd go either way.
It could go either way. And it could, as far as who it's worse for, I think it could go either way, too, because the Vikings just pick up Randy Moss. Now they have these problems, both the health problems and the off-field thing, and would he get suspended, and what is the investigation going to yield, and that would be costly for the Vikings, and plus the position they're in now with the wins and the losses. And the same with the Cowboys. I'd say maybe even the Cowboys, because they're hosting the Super Bowl this year with all the bragging about how great they were going to be, and look at the position they're in, and the problems with the penalties and crazy bonehead mistakes from the Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's a comedy show every single week.
Yeah, it's like a high school team out there.
It is. It's like watching Friday Night Lights. It's like watching the Lions.
Yeah.
Rick, thanks.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Let's move on to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
You enjoy beating up on my Cowboys, I guess. That's okay.
What do you think? Wait, let me ask you that question. Who stands to lose more, though? I mean, okay, you're a Cowboys fan, but who is the game bigger for, the Dallas Cowboys or the Vikings?
Oh, I think the Cowboys.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, we're expected to do so much better than they've done, and they've, as you indicated, they've, you know, made bonehead plays. I mean, you can't horse collar somebody and expect not to get called for a penalty. I mean, it's just they're just not on top of the game.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, I wanted to comment about David Axelrod.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, I guess, they're about the end of their rope. You know, they can't play the race card anymore. That seems to be old hat. And now they're trying to pin the foreign money in the election campaign. And I watched Face the Nation the other day, and they asked David to come up with some proof. And he said, well, they need to prove that they don't have it by disclosing everything, which they're not required by law to do. And I think it's a 501(c) campaign deal.
Sure.
But, you know, I guess I just say this. You know, David, go out and get you an enema, size large, and clean it all out. And then here's a phone number for you to call, David, 1-800-GET-REAL, because you're fixing to get your butt slung. My goodness, these guys, they're trying to find straws to do something to get people. They're trying to tie this election into President Bush again.
Yeah, they got to let, you know, that dog doesn't hunt. They got to let that go. It's it's over with. You got the ball now. It's all up to you.
Yeah, and they've been around now here for, coming up the end of the year on 2 years. And we got people out here that don't have jobs.
Yeah, a lot.
And they're not getting anything done. The philosophy is all wrong. And I just hope we can do something about it on November 2nd.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're going to see a lot of change on the 2nd. I think a lot of people are going to go out and vote. I'll be very disappointed if the voter numbers aren't high regardless, but I think we'll see it.
Well, I hope that if that occurs and many, many Republicans get in, I hope they're smart enough to figure out that is the status quo is gone.
Yeah.
It is unacceptable to us anymore.
For the Republicans, too, yes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's not acceptable to us, and you give us a bad time about that, and you don't listen to us, we're going to throw you out the next time.
Yeah.
And I hope somebody starts listening to us.
No, I agree. Amen. What a note to end on. Dale, thanks. You have a good one.
All right, you too.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. And if it is the switch in some of those seats, like I was just talking about there, the freshmen losing their seats, if there is a big switch, then I hope that the Republicans who are stepping into those spots are smart enough not to just keep marching to the same drum. I mean, absolutely. All right, coming up, we're going to mix it up, a little bit of sports shorts, and also Dale just talking about David Axelrod. We're going to let you hear some of his comments about election donations. That's coming up just a minute here on ATN.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana LiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana LiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
And the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, but I said no, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no.
All right, as Dale was just mentioning there, David Axelrod is talking about money, election donations, and trying to kick up some dust over what's where the money's coming from and what the Republicans are doing and how they're maneuvering, in other words. And we're going to see a lot of this start to bubble up even more as we get closer to November 2nd. You've got, in the case of Axelrod, I think Dale said it correctly. He's really grasping at straws, and it's not going to go anywhere. So here's what he had to say about the donations.
It is an insidious, dangerous thing when people can contribute huge sums of money to run negative ads and campaigns and never confess or allow to their participation. We have tens of millions of special interest money coming into these campaigns and no record of where it's coming from, and that should be a concern to every voter in this country.
Well, that's part of that whole corporate thing as far as what the Supreme Court ruled. And let's just say now it's, in this case, that sort of was a blanket thing that happened with letting the corporations put as much money as they wanted into the campaigns. And what difference does it make with all the dirty pool, to be honest? I mean, really, that's how I feel with all the dirty pool that's going on. Come on. Let's move ahead to something else, and it's called sports shorts. Finally, October is here, and emotions are definitely high for the Texas Rangers, for one, because they're the newbie team. They hadn't done it in 50 years. We talked about that the other day. Now they take on the dreaded Yankees. It starts on Friday, first pitch at 7:07. This is a best-of-seven series. Nick Swisher can be deadly at the plate for the Yankees, and now it's been a couple of days off for his team. Here's what he had to say about kicking back and relaxing.
I'm cool with it. I'm just relaxing, man, just chilling. And I think for some guys like myself, I'm a high-strung guy, so to be able to take your mind off it mentally for a couple of days is actually a pretty good thing.
On the other side of things in the National League, my Philadelphia Phillies are taking on the San Francisco Giants, and this isn't going to be a layup for the Phillies. I think the Phillies get back to the World Series, but I don't think they can overlook the Giants. If they do that, that would be a critical mistake, and they will miss the celebrating as it continues in October, and they won't get to the World Series, but I think they will. I think they're going to get there. All right, let's go to Dan in Texas. We're kind of mixing it all up here between politics and sports. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hey, dude. Okay, go Phillies.
That's right. Thank you. Woohoo!
Yeah, baby. Okay, now, Axelrod is absolutely right. This foreign money is absolutely atrocious. I mean, after all, Obama's, czars, and Obama, and Axelrod, and everybody connected with Obama are getting foreign money from a little thing called $1 trillion from the Chinese, helping to destroy the United States of America. Wonderful goal, isn't it? Now, the only thing the people of Delaware or any place else have to remember is this. Each newborn child, whether it be your own, your grandchild, or your great-grandchild, owes at this present time $23,000 at birth. These people have absolutely decimated this United States of America, and we're going to come out of the woodwork in Delaware and every place else and kick butt. Now, one last thing. If you vote for a Democrat, you vote for the damn government you deserve.
I like that, Dan, actually. That was good. You vote for the government you deserve. All right, take care, Dan. You guys are clever at the end with your kickers. I'm calling them kickers. He had one of the best kickers of the night. You know, it's interesting playing on the Democrat and the Republican thing. The somebody said the other night, and I've now seen this in print somewhere, that D is for drive and R is for reverse and R is for run and D is for drop, and it's just amazing some of the play on Democrats and Republicans that's happening as we get closer to the midterm elections. It's funny, there hasn't, the whole time that I can remember since voting, I don't know that I've heard so much back and forth between the two parties, between the not even just kind of faceless. I mean, we've talked about Linda McMahon in Connecticut and California and what's happening in Alaska and all these other races. We talk about Nevada, and we've picked them apart somewhat, right? But really, it's sort of a faceless election. It really is about the parties. It's almost like the sports teams, like the Yankees and the Rangers, and you have the Phillies taking on the Giants. It's like you have the Democrats and the Republicans and who's up first and who's coming in the game. It really is. More than ever, politics and sports are mirroring each other, if you get what I mean. And there's there's really no in between in this one. And you can, you know what, you can see why. Because of things like what's happening on the foreclosures. You had employees who had no business being in those positions. They were flat out inexperienced. There was no organization. So now, once again, more chaos when it comes to mortgages and now foreclosures in that process. So it's a mess. I mean, the industry is just insane. But the insanity is going to infect all of us. What are they doing to our homes? They're killing the value of a home. Remember that was the whole thing? Oh, you get to a house and you're not throwing money away on rent. You're investing in the future. Tell that to the people in California who are upside down, underwater completely on their mortgages. And now they call them walkaways. They're advised in some cases, wink, wink, to just simply walk away. And depending on the state, they can just do that and not worry about it. So does it make sense to keep throwing good money after bad money? No, that's what's happened. So now you have bankers who didn't even pay attention to the trouble on the horizon over the foreclosures. You know, first we had that whole ARM thing and the mortgages themselves. Now we have this situation. You look at all the people who are out of work. So now you have all 50 state attorney generals saying that they're going to investigate foreclosure practices. So that's going to slow things down. I mean, that's what's going to happen. You've got documents that are lost. You have other sloppy things that have happened. And the heart and soul of this whole deal is you go back to when home prices were on fire, when they were soaring high, and banks really cashed in. They made those profits. They weren't paying attention to the business side of the mortgages. They weren't worried about that. They weren't worried about processing those monthly payments. So they spent the money to build the crazy, as the New York Times called it, mortgage machines. That's what they were. They made all these new loans. They bundled them into securities. They sold them, made a huge fat cat profit, and screwed us all. Unless you were on the end of making money on the loans and you didn't really get caught in it. So the housing bubble starts to burst and you still had these operations up and going, but they didn't have the right kind of staff and they were just doing whatever they wanted to do, basically. That's what the key is. They just did whatever. So now we're going to all pay the price for this. They didn't document the seizure and the sale of tens of thousands of houses. And you got Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase and Ally Bank that are going to have to halt the foreclosures. I mean, that's what's going to happen. They're going to have to do that. And what's interesting, too, is now the banks, because of this, a lot of their employees, they shifted those employees into the mortgage servicing areas, and they beefed up hiring. Bank of America did that. Wells Fargo did that. They doubled the number of workers in their mortgage areas, their unit, over the last year, about 17,000. Citigroup added 2,000 since 2007. They got about 5,000. Yeah. That's the future, baby. Digging out of the hole. If you can do that, you can find a job.